107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
I do like this time of the year. It's May 2nd. We are now officially into May, and we have got previews continuing and, of course, the season fast approaching.
Yeah, that means if it's May, that means opening week is not far away. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Let's talk about more shows in previews. La Cage.
Yeah, La Cage au Folles will be in previews in just a couple of days, and I was fortunate enough to see the technical dress rehearsal and the first dress, and I am in love with this show.
Okay, and I think you have mentioned about the costuming for this show is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I was, the costuming was all I had to talk about for a while because I was waiting and waiting and waiting for it to get on stage. Now it's on stage. I have everything else to talk about as well. It is beautiful, and the costumes are stupendous. My goodness. You know, it's the first time I have ever seen at a dress rehearsal, tech rehearsal, the first time people have their costumes on, that somebody called out, can we please have a round of applause for all the people who made these costumes? And it was really touching and wonderful, and we all felt it. They are glorious. Beautiful colors, wonderful looks for everyone. It's just great. But the story, I remember it from way back when it was The Birdcage, a movie starring Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. I had never seen the stage musical before until right now. And gosh, it's a really moving and wonderful story with lots of comedy, too. Steve Ross, I mean, we all love Steve Ross. Who doesn't? But I think this is really the role of his career for me. He is magnificent as Albin. And Sean Arbuckle as Georges. Oh, what a couple they make. And they really are moving but funny. The characters they've built are very true to life, but and yet heightened dramatically. It's really wonderful. The songs are earworms. You really can't help but go away from the show singing them.
And it really has that sort of French or Parisian feel to it. Is that fair to say?
It really does. From the moment the orchestra starts to play, you feel that that you're in the south of France in Saint-Tropez, about to see a wonderful show at this drag club. It's really beautiful, and it is at its heart a story about a family that is going through their child not making the best of judgments about his parents and what they should be doing, but the family resolves its issues, and I love it. I just loved it.
Okay, and we're going to love it too. So previews haven't started quite just yet.
No, next week though.
All right.
I don't have a lot of time. And then I also was very fortunate to see a first dress rehearsal of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people think, oh, well, it's I've seen that one before. But this is well worth getting out and going to see this again. Sam White from Detroit has directed it. Last year she directed the Wedding Band at the Tom Patterson, which was a really beautifully and finely directed show. And this year she's in the main theater, the Festival Theater, doing this incredible Shakespeare. Her goal was really to focus on the love, and she found a couple of actors who really do have the chemistry that's needed to make this play as powerful as it can be in Vanessa Sears and Jonathan Mason. These are fantastic. Vanessa Sears, you know, it's really Juliet's play, and Vanessa Sears is a real star. She's incredible.
There you go. Again, it's sneak peeks behind the scenes of upcoming shows, including La Cage and Romeo and Juliet. And as you mentioned there, Anne, yes, folks, you know, we have certainly are familiar with Romeo and Juliet, but that's the beauty of Stratford Festival, the reinterpretation of these Shakespearean works. Directors bring a new view to it. The actors bring a different role or substance to it.
Yeah, that's what we all live for in this city, isn't it? We love to see these plays again and again, and I suppose that's different from what other people do in the world. But here in Stratford, we see these Shakespeares sort of every 5 to 6 to 8 years, and it means a lot to us. So, I remember even as a sort of a young teen thinking that it was absolutely normal to want to go and see every single production of every single Shakespeare play that you could, because that's what you do.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think maybe we're not totally normal here in Stratford.
But a show like Romeo and Juliet, you will likely be seeing future stars, if you will.
Yeah, you really, and I think in this production, you are definitely seeing future stars.
There you go. Lacage, Romeo and Juliet, anything else on the go? And we've got previews, more previews happening, and the opening week fast approaching.
Yeah, everything is going so quickly.
Yeah.
We also have Twelfth Night that has started previews, which I spoke about before. Really wonderful production set in the 60s. Cymbeline is just moving into dress rehearsals. I haven't had a chance to catch that one yet, but I will. Hedda Gabler is on stage, and that is a sensational show with Sarah Topham in the lead role. So it is rolling along. We are fast moving towards the opening week, as we said.
Yeah, it's a whirlwind. It's early at this time for early May and opening week coming up. Again, get your tickets for previews and, of course, for the upcoming season. So much to enjoy with StratfordFestival.ca. Anne Swerdfeger. And thanks so much. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, because I know this is such a busy time.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I can't wait to get everyone in Stratford into the shows. It's a really, it's important to come out and support the festival, of course. We all, we need to sell our tickets, but it's a delight when the shows are just so wonderful that I think people shouldn't be missing them, and that's the case this year. I really hope people are able to get out and see everything that's on stage, but at the moment I'm really saying those two musicals are so different from each other, and they're so, both of them so entertaining, and both of such high quality that it's a really good time to get out and see both of those musicals.
Perfect. It's going to be a great season, Anne Swerdfeger. Thanks, Anne.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.